Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Time now on AM 580 for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Chicago Board of Trade corn, wheat, and soybeans surging early as a sinking dollar encourages investors to buy commodities. According to traders, a dollar index, the gauge of the U.S. economy's performance against six major currencies, fell below 80 to its lowest point since mid-December this morning. And currently, the dollar is hanging in there at 79.45. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading this morning. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 689, up 8 3/4. September at 701, up 10. July wheat in Chicago opened at 640, up 9 1/2. September 667, up 9 1/4. And December at 689, up 10 1/4. July 2010 at 720, up 10 1/4 on the open. Now to the corn. July, 434 on the open. That was up 5 1/4. September, 444, up 5. December opened at 457, up 4 3/4. May, make that March, at 467 3/4, up 4 1/4. And May at 475, up 4 1/4. July soybeans opened at 1193, up 14. August, 1152, up 11 1/2. September opened at 1101, up 13. November at 10.64, up 11. January at 10.62, up 6 3/4. March, 10.53, up 10. And May 2010, soybeans opened at 10.30 1/2, up 4 1/2. The July soybean meal opened at 387.50, up 370. July oil, 38.25, up 44. And August, 38.45, up 47. Openings on the Merc. Live cattle for June opened at 81.60, up 10, and August at 81.90, up 5. Feeder cattle for August opened at 101.90, up 7 1/2, and September at 102, unchanged. Lean hogs for June opened at 64.60, down 80, and July 66.50, down 62 1/2. Frozen pork bellies for July opened at 72.50, down 45, and for August 71.65, down 85 cents on the open this morning. And currently, as we take a look at the trade on the board, we see the wheat in Kansas City trading about 9 to 9 1/2 higher. Wheat in Chicago trading anywhere from 7 1/2 to 10 1/4 higher right now. The corn basically trading in a range from 3 to 5 1/2 higher. And soybeans trading in a range from 7 1/2 to about 11 1/2 higher right now. And hold on a second. Well, I get my little thing set up. Okay, there we go. We'll do this, and then Mike Susilo is going to join us and take a look at what some of these numbers mean.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mike Suslo joining us now from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey there, Jay. How are you today?
Well, I'm having trouble with too many screens open on the computer to find what I'm looking for. But
too many things to go after, too many things to watch, isn't it?
That's right. But it's Friday, and I'm off all next week, so I can make it. I got 7 minutes to go. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's help you out there.
We got a lot of green showing up on the screen this morning. As I mentioned, some of the traders are saying the weakness of the dollar is having a big impact on commodities this morning.
It is. It's still underpinning the trade. There's still that inflationary expectation in the trade sentiment, Jay. I think also the spring wheat numbers are still coming up green and you know, have double-digit gains for the most part today on continued planting problems in North Dakota, especially on up into Canada. And so that's been a big leader in the wheat complex all week this week. It continues to be today. Probably a little bit coming into the wheat as well, with Kansas City up a little bit better than Chicago wheat this morning. Our continued reports that substandard yields are being seen there in Oklahoma and Texas. Not a lot of cutting reported that I've seen in Kansas yet, but around the state of Kansas and surrounding states, still some problematic areas and mostly disappointing yields in the hard red belt.
Mm-hmm. As we look at some of the things, well, the export report came out this morning. It was a day late. Did you see anything in that that was a factor?
Yeah, you know, I think you'd have to call the census report yesterday with a build in soy meal stocks and a build in soy oil stocks, even with reduced crushing for the month of April. And then today's export sales for beans coming in 63% under the four-week average and well underneath trade estimates, actually half of what the highest estimate was at 464,000 metric tons. I'd say both those reports would be indicating to the trade that they need to be careful about buying too many old crop beans here, especially with China absent on a holiday today. It seems that the weakness in the front end that's been present all week ever since we have come back from the long weekend continues to weigh on the market. In fact, right before we went on the air, July beans were testing their current low on the day of 11.86. We're only about a half a penny off that. You've got something there in the meal and in the beans and the old crop contracts anyway that have been more of a weaker element to the trade than we've been used to seeing. Some would probably say that that's just a technical correction in the spreads, and also elevators are moving from July to August contracts for 08 bean sales. And there's not much to worry about, especially with the dollar dropping so dramatically. We'd participate in that mindset. As long as the dollar drops, stocks stay firm, and the crude oil and gold stay firm, then it's the beans, even the front-end beans, will probably continue to be very well underpinned. But this demand issue and the census report and the export sales, something to keep in the back of your head as we go through the next week.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping up a month, let alone a week. The dollar is a little under 80. Crude oil has been hovering around 66 so far this morning at 65.96 right now, up 88 currently. So what's the mindset heading into the weekend and beginning next week?
Well, I think more people are looking at the idea that we're decoupling. In other words, investors and traders are going after the stocks and going after commodities and those riskier assets, Jay, and the idea that the emerging markets like China and India are indeed going to pull the United States and Europe out. That has been the trend that took hold early part of this month. The weather delays in the central corn belt for the grain market has helped promote that idea as well, that supply, even if demand is falling here in the developed world, supply is falling with it. And so the trade continues to be in the mindset, let's price in emerging markets bouncing, let's price in decoupling, let's price in inflation. And that's all a win-win-win for the commodities. We'll probably try and carry that through into June, in the early part of June, as long as those bonds stay real weak in the outside markets.
Mike, have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy your vacation, Jay.
Thank you much.
Yep.
All right. We're just 3 minutes away from that now, by the way. And currently on the board in Kansas City, July wheat is trading at 691 3/4, up 11. September at 701.5, up 10.5. And December is at 718, and that's up 11.25. July wheat in Chicago at 693, up 8.5. September 665 3/4, up 9. And December 687.5, up 8 3/4. July corn at 433.5, up 4 3/4. September 443.5, up 4.5. December at 457 1/4, up 5. March at 467 3/4, up 4 1/4. And May at 474 3/4, up 4. The crude oil at 65.90, up 82 right now. And the July soybeans trading at 11.88 3/4, up 9 3/4. August at 11.51, up 10 3/4. September 10.94 1/4, up 6 1/4. November at 10.59 3/4, up 6 3/4. January at 10.59 1/4, up 4, and March 2010 at 10.46 3/4, up 3 3/4. July soybean meal, $384.90, up $110. And August at $367, up $230. Soybean oil for July at $38.53, up $72. And August at $38.71, up $73. And the live cattle for June at 81.25, down 25. August at 81.52.5, down 32.5. August feeder cattle, 101.60, down 22.5. September at 101.50, down 50. June lean hogs, 63.70, down 170. And July at 64.75, down 237 and 1/2. And as we get an update here, we'll tell you what the Dow is doing. It is up 21.5 points at 84.25. The NASDAQ is up 4.75 at 17.56.5. The S&P 500 up 338 at 9.10.21. And a quick check on the dollar before we wrap up here. 79.52 right now. It's down 91. In the north, mostly sunny during the morning, mix of clouds and sunshine with some isolated showers and thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon, says Ed Kieser. Central, mostly sunny. And in the south, a mix of clouds and sun, highs ranging from 68 near Lake Michigan to 83 in southwestern Illinois. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.